Welcome back, everybody. This is part two of Swan Song Stories. We've got some Fotenhauer dudes rolling real good and also getting pinned down. But I have faith. I have faith in you, Mr. Lost, to take out this sniper. So we fade back in on, yeah, there's two. We see it from their perspective. So there's two guys. There's one crouched down. He's got a big laser rifle up on a bipod. It's a big glass scope. He's peering into it. He's got a like a khaki, like ball cap on backwards. And he's got a like a Japanese rank insignia. We can see like his name. And then next to him, his spotter is like calling targets. So he's like looking around with binoculars and pointing out targets. And we can see down below a group of soldiers retreating up into the, up like into higher ground with Mr. Sakarian chasing them alone, just as they flee. And we pan across and we can see a little halfway broken down building and Mr. Lost ready to take the counter shot. So you can make your to hit roll. This guy's got cover, so but he's also not wearing armor because he's a sniper. So his armor class is going to be six because he's down low behind cover, no armor on. Six is his armor class, so you can go ahead and use the macro on your sheet, and we'll see if you can.
So that's kind of low.
Hit him with your sniper rifle.
So the plus one for lasers is the weapon AB.
Yeah, it's already going to be worked in for you.
And I don't have another modifier other than dex.
Yeah, just the dex.
Okay.
Yeah. And in a way, like in this, the way armor class works in this, armor class is just a modifier to the roll, so your roll is going to have a plus six.
Your macro is broken, Adam.
Just say a hit, probably blow up his head.
Probably.
Yeah.
did you put a plus in the field?
No. My damage dice, I wrote 1d10 instead of like scrolling through it.
Let's see. Maybe. Yeah, just put d10.
I just type it in.
Oh, d10 in the day.
The word macro meant something entirely
one.
Right?
Yes, it works fine when I rolled it.
Oh,
give it a try.
I just
it was a hit though, wasn't it like 19 and 2?
Let's find another plus one here.
Just find one hanging out somewhere. There you go. Okay. So you fire up at the guy and the shot is like it just barely misses.
I saw the virtual dice.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Roll the seven.
What?
She rolled a seven.
Mark is on another level right now.
Oh, my virtual dice showed something else. So
you can hover the roll and it'll show you what all the dice are.
Oh damn, there it is.
So you hit the ceiling above him, and the two of them, like the spotter.
I'm so sorry, Adam. I'm talking about the missing roll.
Yeah.
That show up on the macro. I saw those virtual dice. Like Mr. Lost hit.
Yeah.
Does roll 20 lie, Adam?
I mean, it didn't display, but there was a 19 and there was a 4 or something on like it. I mean,
the macro's doing the math as it is, right? Like what's in the chat log is the number that got generated.
Okay.
This game is under protest.
Okay. 3-1, Adam. Come on.
Sorry, anyway, binoculars. I fucking interrupted you five times. I apologize. It's fine,
you missed. Anyway.
God damn it. The guy's like laughing.
Yeah, they're all laughing at you now. Anyway, So Sakarian, do you wanna take another shot at these dudes?
I think actually the scene kind of he like pulls up, you know, obviously it's a fucking horrible miss, by the way. Blows up a tree way off. And like looks down at his gun. You guys can't see this, but he's very sad. Not quite a single tear moment, but like a son of a bitch moment. He just kind of holsters the gun, I think, and then pulls out his sidearm, which ends up being a chain blade. And just revs it on and runs at him. Okay. Can't miss the chain blade as well.
All right.
Chain sword.
So they're trying to run away. I think
athletics checked in, Adam, because I could do some parkour shit, man.
I'll say at the rate you're going, like just make
top of a tank.
Make an athletics check, and you can have your slow motion leap through the air.
Shit.
Yeah, go ahead and make the roll. Okay. So if you can get a 7 or better, you can get in melee range of the slowest one.
Now, does dexterity give me a plus one on athletics check?
If you're being acrobatic about it, sure. I'll
How's a 12, Brett?
Oh,
12 is beautiful.
So yeah, he pulls out the sword, revs it on, goes running, and obviously he's in power armor, so we're not going to do anything too cool, but I think he just like a practiced badass cop skids over the top of the Jeeps that were blocking or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
The back of their legs.
Cool. Yeah, so there's some, I'll draw them in real quick. There's some like cars. Yeah, like
can
like
we see this?
Yeah. You can see Sicarian slide across the hood of the car.
Okay. I like put my scope on him so I can get a better view. Fuck yeah, Mr. S.
That would be the camera angle too. That'd be the way to watch this.
Yeah. Okay. So go ahead and make an attack on the nearest.
There are perhaps charge bonus that we can negotiate here. Then.
No.
The young life of Mr. Zakarian.
I miss you, buddy. I miss you, Jeff.
Negotiations are active, so there's still plus four then. Right?
What's that?
There's still plus four?
Their armor class is four, yeah.
All right. I'm a plus six in close combat because dexterity does factor in. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Still a miss.
Okay, so you take a swing at the guy, and yeah, like you hit his uniform, his armored plate that he's got on. It blocks some of it, and you've definitely got his attention. And him and the two nearest dudes to him, they stop running. So he stops and he turns around, and the three of them pull out a katana from their belts, and they're gonna sword fight you. So they stop. The other two that were with them, they like run for cover, and these three, they kind of start circling you. You're in the middle with your chainsword, and they're kind of like, you know, trying to get around and try to decide who's gonna like lunge at you first.
I think as this is a semi family friendly affair, by the way, this is when it turns black and white so that it's legal for U.S. vision consumption.
Right,
because of the amount of people that are gonna die, but because one of the people is using a sword chainsaw, which. We haven't seen a whole lot of since Evil Dead, I guess.
This is when the like really obscure Motown song comes on for some reason. Cool. Okay. So while Mr. Sicarian's big sword fight is going to happen, Lost and Fugazi, you've still got some stuff going on. Fugazi, what are you doing?
I mean, after watching that display and kind of wishing that he would have made that hit, I'm now. But realize he's survived it. I've kind of put my focus back on the other two guys and the guy that fell down because of the shot to the leg. So what are they doing?
So the other two that were running, they finish the maneuver, right? They like leave the injured guy. Like he doesn't stay down. He's like he's trying to get up to like run after them. But the other two make it to the base of the building the sniper is in. He's still lagging behind. He's gonna come under some fire.
All right. Well, I'm gonna fire at those same guys again.
Okay.
But before I do that, I want to pull out one of my modified las patches.
Okay.
And I want to slap it on the back of my neck.
All right. So this is a drug patch you've prepared in advance.
It is.
What is this mysterious concoction going to do?
So it's kind of like if you ever played Metal Gear Solid and you have to take diazepam and like to focus to hit your shots. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like that. So it's been concocted to focus, to help focus, to try to get plus ones on like combat rolls.
Okay.
You know, snipers actually do that in real life. If they take diazepam.
Yeah. Although mine's not exactly that, right? Mine is sort of a little Fugazi put together on a portable lab type. So.
Yeah, this is some bathtub diazepam.
Right.
All right. Well, so let's get a flashback to that. So like where did you make this? Like we cut to wherever Fugazi put this shit together. What does it look like? Where are you?
Right. So probably even before we began the escorting with the tank, I'm like, you know, trying to figure out what I want to take with, and what you're going to find out about Mr. Fugazi is that he, you know, as will be, I think, explored in some other flashbacks, but let's just say he relies a lot on his own unique chemistry to try to get through situations, even if it means life or death. So he began experimenting with like las patches and med kits to modify them and do different things. And in a previous campaign or mission, he actually got, you know, kind of he became reliant on them. And so anyway, this
reliant. Is there like another word for that weed, or
he'll you'll never hear Mr. Fugazi say it, but you could say that he might be addicted.
Listen, he's a doctor. Doctors don't get addicted to shit. That's not how it works.
So
knowledge to stop an addiction.
I like you. Probably like, see.
Could he stop at any time?
What?
Could he stop at any time? Would you say?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. What are you talking about? Yeah, of course I can stop anytime. So you see Mr. Fugazi like put all of his last patches out, and he grabs a couple and you know, he starts tinkering and he probably makes one for maybe speeding someone up and maybe a quicker heal. And
so how does your med kit look like? Do you have like a bunch of like labeled syringes, or?
That's what the portable lab is. Yeah, it's just basically a bunch of other chemicals that I use to modify the last patches to do more than what the last patch actually does.
Right, aftermarket adjustments.
A total aftermarket adjustment. Don't try this shit at home, kids. That type of thing.
You heard it here. DJ Weed says, don't do drugs, kids. Yep. So, cool. So before you inject your Fugazipam,
yes,
let's have you make a tech medical roll to see how good it is. Now, we talked a little bit beforehand about we're going to be doing, like, whenever Mr. Fugazi makes a special concoction, we'll make a tech medical roll. And if it's 10 or better, there's no negative side effects. They all have, like, a limited amount of time they last because they're just, like, stim packs. But so right. they, 10 or better, you'll get the effect for a certain number of rounds. 7 to 9, you'll get the thing, but there'll be a side effect, either like something bad, you'll go through withdrawal for a certain number of rounds after, or something bad will also happen. And then if you miss, it's like, maybe it will only last a round, and then something bad will happen. Like, it's just not a good batch, basically.
Yeah. See, Adam, fair with random numbers. Steven, put shotgun point blank to a guy's head. Well, to be fair,
you know what? I actually proposed this system to Adam and had a way more complex like approach to it. And I was like, let's just do this. And I'm like, that's awesome. Let's do it. So yeah, I'll make my roll right now.
Cool.
And tribute value.
It's your intelligence for mixing up Fugazipam.
Oh, okay,
shit. Good start. All right, so you take it out, flick the old syringe, and boop!
Try to shoot the dinosaurs. What?
All right, can you make a physical effect save for me?
Sure, I can make.
We're Bat Country, goddammit.
I guess when I
you know what? Wait, I'm an expert. I can re-roll.
You once can, yes.
Hour.
You can re-roll if you want to.
Oh, yes. You know what? I'm going to re-roll this one.
What's the worst that could happen?
I feel like, you know, what is the worst that could happen? Let's try one more time.
Give a crit one time, baby.
You just die of cancer. Okay. All right. So
this is more up Fugazi's alley. He can handle a little, you know, side effects.
All right, cool. Yeah, so it'll give you. I've got a note of how many actions you'll get the focus bonus for. But then there'll be some kind of like there'll be a side effect after when the drug runs out. So you pump your system full of focus in, and you're ready to roll. So let's give. I want to give Mr. Lost a chance to do something before we rotate back. Okay. So Lost, what are you doing?
When I hear that, I guess. What do you sound? I heard what you sounded like when it failed. You're like, ah, shit. But like, what does it sound like when you're like middle of the road?
What, me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What does it sound like when I'm?
You know, like if you rolled really high, you'd be like, fuck yeah, or something like that. But like, Middle of the road.
Middle of the road, like, all right, this is going to get me by.
It'll do anything.
So I guess I look over. I'm just, like, shooting up already. Yeah, I like it. And then can I take a shot on someone, or am I just?
Yeah, sure. There's lots of targets around.
All right. I'm going to try and shoot the sniper again then.
Okay.
There's lots of targets around because we haven't hit anyone just yet. But
yeah, I actually think that your first missed shot on the snipers means that you're not going to get to hit them again because they're going to abandon the top floor of the post. They're going to come down and try to leave the building. They're going to run into your two like private.
Okay, that's really good for me. So it's an ego thing for my character because he's getting flanked in a second, so like, he's dead no matter what soon. So and then I'll go back. I'll shoot the guy that's southwest.
The same ones that Fugazi's taking shots at.
Oh, no, yeah, that might be safer. Yeah, that guy. He's going to be trying even harder to hit us.
Okay, so you get up alongside Mr. Fugazi and you find a target. And yeah, go ahead and make a shot. These guys are AC4.
All right, I think I didn't type it in. 4. Nope.
No dice. Okay. All right. So, so they don't, you don't hit them. They're behind cover. If you had like a grenade or something you could throw over there, that would at least like drive them from cover. But where you're at, you're kind of pinned down and direct fire doesn't seem to be working out for you. Mr. Sakarian, would you like to, it feels good to say that. Mr. Sakarian, do you want to attack these guys?
Yeah, I think as they kind of like pan out, circle me with their katanas, in traditional Sakarian fashion, is one of them appear different from the others, like a bigger one?
No, the three of them are all, they're all pretty similar.
I like that about you, Adam. We've got equal rights here. So then he's
wearing, yeah, like standard like royal colonial force uniforms. They got the sort of motorcycle looking helmets with the mirrored face plates, and then future katanas.
I'm gonna describe my action based off of what happens here then.
Okay. Sure.
So this time I get a hit.
You do.
So I think he kinda like looks between the three of them.
Do you wanna roll damage before you figure out how you wanna describe it? Because you might.
Yeah. Okay. I kinda wanna just cut someone in half, but let's just check this out here. Damage 1d8 plus 1. Harrison, stop making that gross sound.
Okay. So that's enough damage to kill one of them.
Go ahead and describe it. Allow me then. So, like, yeah, I think again, we kind of expect like a movie sequence where he kind of looks at the three of them. He just has like an idle chainsaw in his hand, and he just runs up to a guy, puts his hand on his shoulder, and just right through his body, and like spine, you know, everything just goes shattering out of the back, and he basically poops out his midsection. And it's like fucking horrific. Just like,
right, but it's in black and white, so we can still get that NC-17 rating that we like so much.
There's no like. To give people an idea, if a chainsaw is running through your midsection, you don't like ah or anything like that. It's just, it all goes quiet. There's nothing but the sound of bone and gut and flesh.
The thing is, the chainsaw is moving, so it's grabbing stuff and throwing it behind you.
Yeah.
So
well, it's a stress on him too. He doesn't look good either. It's not like a super eloquent like I parlay. You know, it's nothing like that. It's like he's like, you can see like his arm bulging a little bit because he's trying to not have it run up the guy or so, or down or something like that. He's like, God damn it. And it's like,
yeah, it'd be messy. It'd be real messy. All right.
Just turns to shit real quick.
So you take that guy, you take that guy out. The other two are going to take swings at you while you're buried in your friend.
Well, that one guy stops shrieking, even though I'm not like looking there. I know what's going down. And I just start grinning. Silent.
Okay, so let's see here. Okay, and your armor class is 1, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, see, I can't even roll it properly. All right, hold on. No! That's what I said. Nice, cool. All right, so 1 miss and... 2. Okay. So
The first swing, like, it's not that he misses so much because you're just standing there, right? Like, your sword is buried in this dude.
I was trying to get my sword back out of the guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the first guy swings in, your armor takes the hit. You feel the blow, and, like, it chips your armor. And then the other guy, like, lunges at you, and the tip of the sword hits you kind of in the ribs and, like, slides up the armor, but doesn't punch through any part of it.
You close the window because the kid's having a conniption. But yeah, I got you.
Okay. Just tell him you're gonna come out there with a chainsword if they're not gonna behave.
I'm gonna be that old guy in the window, like, hey. I have too many clothes on to be too weird. You know, I want to be the naked guy in the window. Like, hey, shut your goddamn! And the dad comes like, don't talk to my son. I'll beat your ass. We have like this big, you know.
My dad can be a mirror man.
Hey, put on some underwear. I'll be right out there to kick your ass, young man.
Yep. Cool. All right.
Yeah. Now it's all like preamble of an awesome martial art fight is gone. There's just a guy that's been chainsawed in half, and then I'm trying to get it out so I can fight the other guys because I'm stuck.
Cool. Yeah. Just like total mess. They're taking swings at you. I think actually I'm going to make saves for these guys. I'm going to make mental effect saves to see if they're willing to keep fighting because you're pretty well armored and they're.
I need to make a mental effect save after seeing that. As his, you know, like, is he going to do it to me in my sleep?
One guy fails.
Yeah. Okay. So one guy succeeded, one guy failed. The one dude, he decides that this is not a good. This is not a good thing for him to be doing. He's gonna take off. But first,
well, the other guy obviously shoots him in the back, right, for defecting and running away. Like,
well, I mean, if he gets back, there's probably going to be some discussion of seppuku. But
a presentation of a short sword.
Yeah, here, this is for you. You.
Oh, I know that sword. Really? Do I need that,
guys? Really? Come on. All right. Fugazi, you're feeling focused, man. There's nothing suddenly like the roar of laser weapons and the like weird meat grinding chainsaw noise from somewhere that all just kind of like peels away like the petals of some beautiful drug addled flower. And the whole world just comes down to you and your sweet rifle, and the man on the other end of it you want to kill. So
but also, there's a weird-looking purple human that's next to you, whispering like,
"Yeah." So, like, actually,
face burgers.
As Adam, like, there's this where like the rifle's just up, and I think like my hand just kind of comes down, and you know, there's just kind of position it up, aiming at the sights for the guys over on the west, and I just position it up and
take that
deep breath, cool. And then it doesn't. And then it just holds for like the longest time, and then the shot.
And just like in Preacher, even if you miss or hit, there's John Wayne standing next to you saying, "Well, partner."
Yeah. Shot there. And I want to maybe shoot a burst as well.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Wait, will it ask me if I attack from the sheet?
When it asks for modifiers, that's when you put a plus. The okay, plus.
What's the AC then?
Their AC is 4.
Four, yep. And attribute modifier.
Attribute modifier 0,
and then I don't need to put in my energy weapons, right? Right.
It'll grab it for you, and then miscellaneous modifier is 2. There you go.
Yes. Oh my god! I've never hit anything in fucking stars without numbers.
Yeah. And if you do drugs, kids, you'll hit stuff too.
Yeah. It's totally like Preacher, but instead of John Wayne, it's
Ian
McKay, and he's like, "Good job."
I didn't even add my drug plus one.
You didn't need the drugs.
It's a 22. That's the most important part. Is that shit's a 22.
It was in you all along.
Yeah, you didn't need the drugs after all.
You didn't need drugs after all, guys.
Yeah, it turns out that the syringe was full of water. Okay.
He's like, no, don't listen to them.
Fuck you guys.
He did the drugs.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, so you kill the dude. What does it look like from Fugazi's perspective?
Oh my god, it's amazing. Have you ever seen so many shades of red when a person's body
triple
turns
rainbow?
Yeah,
I cool. think so that's In fact, it was incredible because the shot actually hit right between his helmet. So his head actually exploded in his helmet. So then his helmet just like crumpled down. It's like his head disappeared, man. I don't know how else to explain it.
Beautiful.
All right. I really hope you're telling Lost that.
Yeah.
while he's shooting, he's just muttering and saying it to himself.
It's fucking beautiful.
Look at that beautiful shot out. Goddamn.
Oh, like, yeah. Right on.
Mr. Fugazi has the weirdest boner right now.
I wasn't going to reveal that until episode 4, Adam. Thanks a lot. No, he does not. Okay, don't make
all right. Bricks so, all right. So the two of you, Lawson and Fugazi, you laying down fire on this unit over to the west. I mean, there's only one guy left there. That buys 2112 enough time to rush up here and get to his other friends. So all three of these guys are going to storm into this building, and from the outside you see the windows light up with laser fire as the sniper team coming downstairs meets your team going inside.
Nice.
So this is all busy up here with shooting. So I'm going to get these two, the bottom two. They're going to fire at you guys in cover here. So what's your armor class, Fugazi?
-4.
This is 4? Okay. All right. So shots on Fugazi. Oh, you get hit. All right. Let's see.
Okay, yeah.
So you get grazed. Ignore that second D10. This is the second shot. Oh, you get hit twice. Okay.
What the fuck?
All right. So you take 6 damage between the two shots. And then Mr. Lost... you also get hit twice. Whoa, bad times for the team behind the wall. Okay, so basically you two are so focused on firing over here that these guys are able to move into a more advantageous position, and they just open up. So they pop up screaming, and they just all fire into your cover, and both of you take some damage. You both take hits. And the cover starts to collapse, right? Like they're shooting behind you. The walls are like crumbling a little bit, and you're both getting fucking perforated back here. Sakarian, you—I don't know. It's up to you whether you notice this happening, but yeah, there's a bunch of fire that comes from the cover you were in before.
I think in game wise, I would have to admit that I would not. I think if you're in a blade battle, you're pretty.
Yeah, pretty focused. Yeah, totally. Okay, well, let's. I mean, we cut to that then, and it's just noise in the background outside of the fight zone. So why don't you? Do you want to take another swing? Yank your chainsword free.
So the other guy's running away, right?
Yeah, one guy. He hasn't had a chance to yet, but you can see in his face. You know the look of a guy.
Damn.
The blade's not cooperating. It's grabbed a piece of something inside of him. And it's he's just like. Kind of like looking at the other guy. He wasn't stressed before, but now he's like,
he's like, come on. Right. It's good. It's
all you know, good. If you've ever done this, like in weightlifting or even something else, when there's like a, oh, this is hard. Damn. And then there's like, this is fucking nailed down. And that was, he's like, cause it didn't even move a little bit. He's just like, oh, it's in this man now.
Right. It's like fucking Excalibur. Whosoever pulls the sword from this man's chest will be the king of the Britons. But it's in there real good. So, so you try to yank it out, and the dude that runs that he uses that as his opportunity. He goes running for it.
Yeah.
And the other guys, the two that fell back, one of them sees him running, and they're not fucking having it.
Runs at me, right?
The guy that you scared. Okay, so the guy that you scared, here's what happens, right? Like he hits you with his katana, realizes you're pretty heavily armored, he's not gonna be able to fight you, sees you murdering this other dude. He sheaths his katana and runs for it, right? He beats a tactical retreat and then just gets a laser shot through the head from one of his friends. They're just like,
oh shit.
Just drops him.
Yeah. One of them fights.
Yeah, so he goes down, and then the dude that stays to fight you takes a swing. with his katana, and no, nothing. So he's basically, you're lodged in his friend, and he's just kind of like wailing on you with his sword, like just shouting, yeah, hitting you, trying to get through your armor.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. So the two that got all lasered, Fugazi and Lost, what do you want to do? You haven't gotten a bit.
So how much damage should I take?
You took 11 of your total 13.
Wow.
Well, so if I use a med kit, how much does that help me out?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Why did you get a 2d10 roll?
Oh, because Lost got hit twice. It's 1d10 from each of them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. So the Lazarus patch. So med kits are for between fights. Lazarus patches are applied when you're when you drop, when you go down. A med kit will give you a bonus on your recovery, test to get back hit points.
Let me see what else I have.
If I see Lost like even look at a med pack, I go, I got something. I'll patch you up quick.
What you got? You got any more of that?
I got something that'll make sure you can take a couple more hits. But as always, there's a crash.
I'm ready for it. Bring it.
All right.
I like brush some of my hair back like that.
So actually, Adam, we didn't talk about this. Well, one of my proposed things was something that healed quicker, but then had the negative effect after. So.
Yeah, yeah. So, you wanna give Mr. Lost a little pick me up?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so you want something that recovers, recovers hit points.
Hold on, let me. What did I? My proposal was applied and instantly gives the target HP like the psychic heal. Pro, target instantly gains 1d8. Con, target has -1 to rolls for 1d6 rounds. And a good quality would mean target has -1 to rolls for 1d4 rounds, and a bad quality would mean target has -2 to rolls for 1d4 rounds.
Yeah, I'm into it. That's cool. So like it jams you full of juice, so your body is still functioning, but it addles your brain a little bit and it makes it hard to like focus. It's like the opposite of the other one. Okay. Yeah, cool. All right. So make that medical roll.
Okay.
And just to be clear, so Lost, if this roll happens as you're being injected with it, it can't be like, oh, I failed. Well, I'm not going to take it. Like, nobody knows if it's good or not.
Yeah, because it was a passed right. Are you cool with that?
Of course.
Okay.
I knew what I was getting into.
Okay. A 9.
All right. Okay. So go ahead and roll the hit points. You get a
D8.
D8. Yeah.
Damn, nice.
That was me, you weirdo.
Okay.
A 4.
And okay, so you get 4 hit points back.
Nice.
And I will roll to see how long you are penalized for. Okay, cool.
I like pat you on the back a bit, and I'm just like, thanks, buddy. And I'm assuming this feels like super sensual or something to you.
I feel bad, Adam. I don't think we told Marcus and Caitlin that this is the Sakaarin story, so they die episode 1, and it's just you and me D&D.
Yeah, actually, the whole arc of the story is that eventually, Jeff, you kill me, and then it's just you on the show, full
screen. And then I stab another guy, and this guy's coming.
Hey, people love him. See a lot of death, though.
Yeah. So yeah, cool. So yeah, what is that like? So you get injected with the like feel good juice, and then I love the idea of you being
look,
like,
I can explain it. All this right. is good stuff. Don't stop touching. All right.
Yeah.
Imagine if you needed to like run a race, but you were too tired to run the race. All right, I'm gonna put this patch on you, and then it's gonna feel like there's a fucking like 1,000 horses pulling you.
Yeah, race horses. Yeah, race. Thoroughbreds. Yeah.
Right? But then you're going to get really tired because those horses pulled you fucking fast.
Oh, yeah, man. Horses. All
right. All right.
Oh, man. I can't wait until we get the flashback to the like Oninsen Hotel where Mr. Fugazi like almost OD'd on space heroin.
Man, how did Sakaaran end up hating drugs? Well,
oh my god, that's great backstory.
I didn't even think about that when we did that. Holy wow. Shit, how fucking funny.
Yep. Awesome. All right, so you're juiced up, you're back up, you get some more hit points. But you're feeling a little foggy. Your head's kind of unclear. Do you want to take an action, Mr. Lost?
Yeah, I want to try and shoot at someone near us. So okay. Because I'm out of it, I kind of like rustle my hair a bit, you know, just make it a bit dirtier. And then I refocus and starts getting clear. And I guess I got to take one shot like I've been doing, but I kind of miss and I go for a burst instead.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay.
And Adam, was the guy to the west, is he dead or?
Yes. Yeah. One? Yeah. The one you shot is dead. There's only one over here. So you want to fire in that direction too? Cause if you do, that'll open a clear, like kind of exit from the battle. You'll have broken the line on that side and you'll be able to get away.
You know, I don't know where I'm shooting. I like look at my pal beside me and I aim the gun over here and I'm like, yeah, for that one.
Right. Fugazi just like pushes the barrel. Like, no, they're over there, buddy.
You're like I might look like I've done drugs, but you know, like only very sparingly. So this guy is 4AC.
Yeah. And when you make a burst, basically you're at a minus one from the drugs, but you get a plus two for the burst. It just uses up three shots. So your total, your miscellaneous modifiers is a plus one.
Oh, I just realized, Adam, you know what? If you do your attack through the laser weapon, even if you apply the bonus to the burst, it doesn't take away for the ammo. So
yeah, you have to mark it yourself.
Even though it does normally, which is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Isn't it plus three for the...
Plus two. It uses three shots, gives you a plus two.
Oh, okay. Okay, so plus one overall.
Yeah, plus one extra overall.
Oh, wait. Let me redo it because I didn't have my dex. So okay. Four AC. Plus one, minus one, plus two.
I believe.
Nope.
Okay, so you're shooting at the like the after image of the guy as he's like moving away from his dead friend. Your eyes aren't working the way they usually do.
All right, I'll say next time, buddy, and I go back to like patting him on the back.
So Fugazi, you're still in tunnel vision mode. Do you want to try and take a shot at this guy before we jump?
Yeah, so this is there were two guys to our west and we've killed one of them.
Yeah, there's one dude to the west now.
Then fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So I'm gonna do another burst fire.
Okay.
And so attack. So AC set is four.
Mm-hmm.
And attribute modifier is going to be two to burst and then an additional one for the drugs. And then other modifier, I'm leaving zero.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You got a nice bonus, but that one that's no good. You guys are rolling very poorly. So
we need
more
horses, man. We need more horses.
Firing at the guy, he managed to stay out of the way. You hit his cover, Mr. Sakaaran, do you want to try to yank your sword free and deal with this guy?
Well, actually, so like the sword's so buckled down that what he's going to do, and he's getting hacked at by the guy behind him, so he's going to kind of flip the body over with the chainsaw protruding out of it.
Yeah.
He's still revved. And I'm going to grab the other guy and try to push him onto that chainsaw.
Right. Okay. Cool. So yeah, same mechanically, same effect, but yep.
No.
Okay, so yeah, the guy tumbles forward and kind of like pulls you and your sword comes free of his chest, but he falls back onto his friend and and that guy lunges at you with his sword. But you parry, comes in fast with the katana. And so while the two of you are dueling over there, the laser fire like finishes up over here, and Fugazi and Lost, you see PK778. She comes out of the building. She's got some like blood on her face, and she gives the like hand sign to you that the building is clear.
Okay. I think I sort of give a double tap to Lost Dead and make whatever military signals
right
we're doing to get to go.
Okay, so do you two want to
move?
Just want to just make a run for it?
Yeah, we're gonna run like throw preds at him.
Do I get the impression that that this soldier is gonna offer some covering fire too as they?
Yeah, I think that you can see 21. Give them
the signal. How about that for exactly. Covering fire? I'm like, you know, and okay.
Yeah, she shouts back into the building, and she's like, Fugazi and Lost need covering fire, and you see two laser rifles pop out of the windows up top, and they start laying down fire on these guys down here.
Awesome.
Okay, so you want to run for it?
Let's run for it.
Okay, so at this is the exact moment that when you like get up to run, you feel like a sudden wave of nausea wash over you. Can you make a physical effect save for me?
Yes, I can.
So close. So very close. So Lost. You see like Fugazi, yeah, go like, all right, let's go. He gets up and then just like buckles over at the waist and just throws up on the ground. And like can't move. Like he's got a hand up on the wall and he like can't, his legs are trembling. It'll pass real quick. You have this like moment of the shakes and you can't control yourself. Lost, there's still an opening though. You could run for it or you can stay here with
I like get down behind him and I start giving him a shoulder wrap and I'm like, come on, buddy.
I mean, you could also like not carry, you could carry him if you want to, but you could also like jam your arm under his and try to like run him over there.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But after I give him a bit of a shoulder rub, I do just that. I grab his arm, put it around my pop collar underneath it.
Come on, bro. Okay. Why don't you make an athletics check for me then, Mr. Lost, and see if you can get you and Mr. Fugazi to the other side.
Strength.
Yeah, with strength. Nice. Okay. Yes. All right. So I think you managed to like you do manage to get there. You don't take your cover with you, but you the two of you get over to the building. There's a hail of fire coming from that position, and then you run him inside. And I want you when you get there, I want you to make a physical effect save now too. Cause there's like you're breathing hard and like those horses they've been working you.
Drugs are bad.
So yeah. So you get Mr. Fugazi into the building and then you're just like taking like huge like gulping breaths. So let's make a physical effect save. Let's see if you hyperventilate.
All right, let me find it. It's not called literally physical effects.
Yeah, it is. There's a saving throw kind of in the middle of your.
It's called Fizz. It's PHYS. The right side.
Yeah, physical save. It's in the third section. Perfect, yeah.
I have two sections.
Yeah, so if you're looking
oh, I got it.
You can see it. Yeah, you can see it part way down.
Nice.
Wicked. Okay. All right. Yes. So you
drugs are fun, okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, what do we see? So Mr. Lust, you can feel like your heart, you can feel your heart pounding, and like you know, there's like a like shooting pain in your arm, and you have a set for a second. You're like, what the fuck did this guy poison me with? And then you power through it. So what does that look like? What do we see from the outside?
I guess I kind of like have a flashback to me being at a podium or something, and I have that like beating heart. I mean,
yeah.
I see someone in the corner. It's like they have a gun aimed at me or something like that. And so I'm in front of all these people at this podium, and my heart, it feels like it's bursting in my chest, and explode. And then I hear a shot go off, and then all of a sudden there's clarity. And you know what? I just feel totally fine.
Right. The moment of terror has passed. Yeah.
So I just go to high five him, you know, like, fuck yeah.
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 And I'm like, wiping out fucking throw up from, yeah, fuck yeah.
You're wiping mom's spaghetti off your face. Cool.
All right. Spaghetti.
So Sigarian, do you wanna take a swing at your samurai buddy here? All right.
So now I've got the sword out, and I kind of look at it and a smile on my face, but we'll see if it's a smile for one reason or the other. It's not. It's not for the reason that we want. He's happy. Goes to take a swing at it, and I think this is where a little bit of fan service occurs. Like, it's been just a fucking chainsaw kind of massacre. But this guy, like, expertly parries it and, like, looks really fucking awesome while he does it. And then he's like, oh, shit.
All right, cool. So the two of you, yeah, like, you can't get through his defenses. You're like, going back and forth. He takes a swing at you. And so, yeah, same thing, like, just narrowly misses.
His are closer notice, by the way. He's been getting the 17s, the 18s, the 19s.
Yeah.
I'm rocking the 1s, the 2s, the 4s.
So we see it even if your characters don't, but the group that was before that was shooting at you when you were down in cover, they move up to that position. I think that now that they see that you're pushed back into that building, they're mostly focused on what's going on with Mr. Sicarian. Mr. S, if you want to take another swing. This is going back and forth quickly. So.
There it is.
There you go. Okay.
Nice. Cool.
So I think, let me see if I do enough damage to kill him.
Yeah, really damage there.
Just 4?
Yeah, 4 is enough.
So I think we actually have this pretty cool, and he's like, I think out of respect for the dice rolls, he has been superior to me in sword fighting. Like, it's not even fucking close. And I think it's a really bad fight where he's like only not able to get through my armor. So
Eventually
Sakarin gets pretty frustrated and just punches him in the head with his other hand. And the guy's like dazed. And then I go through the collarbone down his side and just two-handed chainsaw.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So that guy drops. There's a spray of blood. And we cut over to the radio op. To 2112, and he's leaned on the because he's still kind of injured. He's leaned on the wall, and he's looking out at the sword fight. And we see we hear the howl of the chainsaw and the spray of blood. And he looks over at you like Fugazi and Lost as you run in. And he's just like, "Holy shit!"
And I go, "Glad I'm not their medic."
Yeah.
I'm just like, he's the fucking man, man, Mr. S.
The other two that are in the window here, they're gonna take shots at the dude down here. That's still one guy that's still alive. And they got him kind of pinned down. So let's see if they hit him. 1, 2. No, he's entrenched pretty good.
Ooh.
Fugazi, Lost, what do you two want to do?
So we have the ability to now make some shots from the window, right?
Yeah, if you can get Mr. Lost up there, it's a great sniper spot.
Okay. So
we carry each other up, like three-legged race style.
I mean, I can move.
Yeah, right? Through drugs, you guys.
Oh, yeah, you're fine now.
I just have a really shitty taste in my mouth.
Exactly. Yeah.
My feet are really heavy as well. So,
you think the MREs taste bad going down?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I say to Mr. Lost, I say maybe send the shrimps out to grab Sicarian and let's set up to take these other guys.
For sure. I like tap him on the back and I'm like, go to Mr. S now.
Yeah, they kind of like look at each other for a second, and then PK778, she's like, you heard the man, let's go. And they make a beeline for the car.
Wait, was she the wounded one?
No.
Okay, the wounded one stays behind. Just the other one stays behind?
Okay.
Yeah, right, the other two.
Okay. So they
in fact, like, maybe I even say to like Mr. S isn't here, but comm officer, do we need to like be calling in for some sort of extraction or anything?
Yeah, he like taps his helmet. He's got the big like radio antenna, and he's like, "I got nothing. We're jammed. They're jamming us."
All right, I don't want to hear that shit. We'll take care of the situation and figure it out.
Don't die on us. We'll be upstairs.
Okay, so he just he like crouches down and he like pulls his bag off and he gets out some bandages to like bandage up the burn from where he got lasered. So Sakarian, from where you're standing, you see a couple of chewed up bodies. To the northeast, that's where the Austin's like the officers ran, but they're gone now. Like it looks like they've retreated. The fight's over for them. You've got cover. There's the burning tank, and then across the street down here, you can see some troops that have moved up. There's maybe like four guys down there. The two that you killed, looking at their bodies, they have laser rifles. They have one like magazine of battery power apiece. They have their katana, and they both have one like anti-personnel grenade.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, do I see anyone else like? I think this would be a moment where I survey. Do I see my crew? Do I see them being shot at or anything like that?
Taking a quick look around, I think you see two of the grunts come out of the building, and they're like hustling your way.
And not taking fire?
Not right this second, but they will. They'll come under fire from the teams that are down here.
Before okay. The teams you alerted me to, you said that I see?
Yeah, you can see. You got a pretty good sight on everybody that's available.
Okay. If you'll permit it, then I guess I grab the grenades and would if the guys are cloistered enough, I would like to attempt to throw a grenade at the group that's coming out.
Yeah, you want to lob a grenade back there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure. Hey, while running at him, by the way, of course. I mean, he probably goes.
But you're running, throwing the grenade forward and running towards it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, not to get myself in the radius, but like,
of course, yeah, so you can get a better.
He says distraction. He's like, I'm fucking all eyes on me right now. I want to do that. Yeah.
All eyes on me.
All right, cool.
I've never thrown a grenade at. Well, I have, but what is it? You do.
It's a projectile weapon or primitive weapon? Let me take a look. It's a primitive combat primitive.
I have two in that. That's good.
Plus your dexterity, and it's always against AC 9.
So plus 12 then for me. Because I have a plus one in dexterity and plus two in this, so.
Yep.
It's a d20, right? Or right? It's like a combat shot, or is it?
Yeah.
What? D20 plus
12. Plus
12,
yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. So you roll a d10 to figure out how far away from them it lands. Because it still might land within range. Okay, yeah, it is. It's still within range of them. It lands 1d10 meters away in a random direction. Roll a d12. We'll see what direction it. Because you're aiming for here, so we'll.
A 10.
So 10 o'clock. So 12, 11, 10. Okay, so it lands in front of the wall. They're still in radius, so I'm just going to give them a bonus to their saves. Okay. So roll the damage. It's 2d8, and then anyone who makes their save will take half.
Okay. Excellent.
All right. So.
Wow, Jeff.
Hey, man.
People who
think Sakarian makes rolls when he needs to, but what people forget is he actually failed just about every other roll forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so these guys.
Very clutch, but he's not consistent.
Yeah, 15 or better, or they take 3 damage.
What's your best roll on Mr. Titan?
Yeah, I mean, like the first 3 swings against a guy where I had a plus 1 or 2 or something like that were all 20s.
Okay, so one of them, let's see, two of them take full damage, and then the other two take half, so they take one.
Someone said,
the wall
observes. Remember Woo?
Yeah, I love that chat. It's like, Woo's still alive right now, man. But yeah, he's also
Mr. Sakarian is really good at throwing grenades at people with bags on their head and their hands tied behind their back.
That's true. I excel in that situation.
You know what? It's funny, too, because Jeff said, I've never thrown a grenade before. And the first thing that popped in my head was like, you blue motherfucker, what are you doing?
So I think the wall takes most of the blast. You have two grenades. So your first grenade, you hurl it, it hits the wall, lands on the ground in front of it, blows up, and I think it crumples all the brickwork of that of that cover, so they lose their cover. Two of them fall back, you know, bleeding from shrapnel. The other two are just kind of like a little bit injured.
I guess that's where the other ones were saying.
So these, you will, these, they're going to take shots at you. So I'm going to roll four shots at you. You've got cover, so I'm just going to flat out say, like, you've got AC zero.
Okay.
So four shots at plus two. Let's see. One, two, three, four. Okay, none of them hit you. So the cars are taking shots, and you can hear the, like, sizzling sound of the paint, and the car's melting under the laser fire. But none of them blow through and hit you. You want to try your second one?
There you go. Damn.
Holy okay. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so same thing. Roll your D8. This time it lands right 2D8. In the middle of them. Yeah, 2D8. And I think even with the save, they're all toast.
So they take a minimum of four, I guess.
Yeah. So this time, like, they all open fire, lots of, like, laser blasts down there, and then you throw the last grenade, and there's a dirt flies up in the air. And then it's just, like, quiet. They're all just laying.
Hold on. This is the point in the episode where you hear the Wilhelm scream.
Totally. Yeah, someone, like, was flying. So during that, this dude, the one remaining dude, while all that's going on, he's taking a shot at your grunts as they're running up. So let's see if they get hit. Six. Nope. They managed to evade fire. So that means they make it back behind the cars. And while that's happening, Mr. Lost, Mr. Fugazi, you get up onto the second level, and Lost, you can see this dude down here making burst shots at your friends as they run by.
Which one of us is going to bury this piece of shit?
Let's shoot at the same time.
Great idea.
Let's have our bullets race.
We'll do it together.
You down? I want to race you with my bullets.
Dude, I've never raced bullets before, man.
All right, let's do it.
Do that thing where you, like, link arms, like when you drink wine. You're like,
that's what I was thinking. I was like,
I don't know if we're going that far, all right?
Okay. All right, so we'll do the bullet race, but we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll see whose bullet gets to the target first. Bullet racing. It's almost as cool as hyperboat racing.
Almost.
So stick around. More Swan Song stories when we come back.